Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Control. Altice One from Optimum has arrived. With live TV, ultra-fast internet, built-in whole home Wi-Fi, plus cloud DVR, Showtime Stars and Stars Encore all for 1 year. The power is in your hands. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit experiencetheone.com to switch now for only $79.99 a month for 2 years guaranteed and no annual contract. The best streaming apps like Netflix and YouTube, together with 1 year of cloud DVR, Showtime Stars and Stars Encore, with special features like a voice-activated remote and instant restart function. Stuck in a contract? We'll give you up to $500 to get out of it. Love it or return it risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just $79.99 a month for 2 years when you call 877-6-OPTIMUM now. All you need is one. Altice One from Optimum. Offer for new residential customers. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. See Optimum.com for details.
Stop by the Long Island Boat Show at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, April 13th through the 15th. For admission, discounts, and show info, visit nyboatshows.com.
Are your plants hungry for attention? Or just hungry? The Home Depot can help. With bags of Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, a special buy, five for just $10. Miracle-Gro improves existing soil with important nutrients plants need for stronger roots, feeding them for up to 3 months, so they'll never miss a meal. This spring, serve up Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Five bags, $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 80 bags per customer.
Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims explain business banking.
Go Java Thrasher left, yellow, yellow.
Waggle, waggle, blue 98, double Arnold.
98 Arnold, I wouldn't have called that.
That's why I called the waggle, waggle.
Let the experts at Investors Bank break down your banking. Work with a team that speaks your language and delivers custom banking and lending solutions to move your business forward.
You know, Boomer, you always have trouble with a waggle, waggle.
Must be your accent.
If you're not doing business with Investors Bank, you should be. Investors Bank, banking in your best interest. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Yankees head to the Motor City for a weekend series with the Detroit Tigers, and we'll bring you all the play-by-play with our coverage underway tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow and Sunday at 12:30. Then on Monday, it's another Jersey Mike's Monday with your chance to win Yankees field-level tickets hourly from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. exclusively on your flagship station for Yankees baseball, plus Boomer and Geo, mornings 6 to 10, Beningo and Roberts middays 10 to 2, and the afternoon drive with Carlin, Bart, and Maggie from 2 to 6:30. The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN FM, New York.
This report brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can earn promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Well, everything is pretty much gone the Mets way this early season. 10-1 start. But right now, they are dealing with injuries. A couple of injuries at one position, that being catcher. We know that Travis d'Arnaud, slight tear of the UCL right elbow as the we await a definitive announcement on treatment, and now Kevin Plawecki has a broken hand. It's actually a hairline fracture. He'll be out 2 to 3 weeks. Surgery not required at the moment. Mets have won 8 straight as they open a home stand against the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Mets 6-0 on a two-city swing, unbeaten on a trip of 6 games or more for the first time since 91 and the second time in franchise history. Steven Matz against Zach Davies tonight. Well, tonight in Detroit, start of a weekend series between the Yankees and Tigers. The Yanks dropping 2-3 to the Red Sox in Boston. Tigers checking in at 4-8, swept 4 games by the Indians. A series in which they scored only 5 runs. In fact, Detroit has scored just 6 runs total in the last 5 games. Jordan Montgomery, Mike Fiers, your starters tonight. And it's on the Fan, Yankee pregame at 6:30. Cowboys releasing wideout Dez Bryant today. And the Hornets looking for a new head coach with the dismissal of Steve Clifford. And the Ray Pfeiffer Foundation helps 9/11 first responders with medical needs not covered by insurance. For information on its first golf classic, June 11th at the Village Club in Lake Success, New York. Visit the RayPfeifferFoundation.org. Time now for the weather, and it's sponsored by Scientology Network. The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Curious? Well, watch L. Ron Hubbard in his own voice Sunday at 8 on DirecTV Channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv. 76 degrees and sunshine. That's what's happening. Sports flashes at the top of the hour. John Binko on Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, flagship station for Boomer and Geo, morning 6 until 10. Beningo Roberts, middays 10 until 2, and the afternoon drive 2 until 6:30.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and
all right, 103 on The Fan, hour 4 of our radio program. Beningo Robinson, a midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 2 o'clock, the afternoon drive comes your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, Chris Carlin, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Did you watch the Devils at all last night?
I must admit, I did not.
I did watch a little of the Devils.
Oh,
Devil.
Did you? Okay.
I did.
Enjoy yourself?
I enjoy myself. I mean, I had no dog in the hunt.
Yeah, but you'd rather see them lose.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it did bother me that like half the Ranger team is on the Lightning.
I
mean, it's unbelievable. JT Miller, McDonough, Callahan, Strowman, and who's the guy? Who else am I missing here? I'm missing another guy. Who's the other guy I'm missing? I can't think. Who is it? Who's the one? There's another guy. Oh, Girardi. Dan Girardi. So like half the team is there. It's unbelievable.
Well, then that would make you more likely to root against them, I would think. Who wants to see them win there?
I don't want to see them win.
Exactly.
I can't stand the Lightning. I don't like the Lightning. The Rangers lost to the Lightning in that 7-game series a couple of years ago. I don't like the Lightning at all.
I've heard some Ranger fans say
I'd actually rather see the Devils win that series.
Wow, that tells you something. I've heard some Ranger fans tell me they'd root for them because of all those guys. I'm thinking, why would you want that?
Why would I want that?
I want to see
McDonough win the cup with Tampa?
No.
I want to see Dan Girardi. These guys are like a longtime Ranger. Girardi was here forever. I want to see him win the cup with Tampa.
No way.
Oh, you nuts?
Hey, you got a former Ranger with the Devils.
Yeah, Callahan, I want to see him win the cup with Tampa.
Yeah. The Devils have how many former Rangers? Two, I think.
And they got Brian Boyle and Grabner.
Yeah.
Those
Grabner
two.
And Boyle.
Right.
So you had a bunch of former Rangers yesterday.
Right.
They're down 1-0 in that. I don't know. I think
they
were
in the game. You know, they were down 3-0, and then Hall's, the guy's tremendous. He scores a goal.
And 3-1. An assist, too, right?
He got an assist later on. They cut it to 3-2. Looked like they were in the game in the third period. And then, Tampa just came back and put the game away.
I was
pretty
locked
much.
In before the before the Yankee game. I was watching the Andre the Giant.
Oh yeah, on HBO, right?
On HBO, very good stuff.
Yeah,
sad for poor Andre.
Yeah,
if you're
a wrestling fan, I guess that's must see, right?
Yeah, I am very excited about the NBA playoffs though, and I know that you think, and you may be right, that we are headed towards the fourth straight year of Cleveland Golden State. And that may be the case.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong with the statement I'm about to make. And that's fine. I've been wrong plenty. This NBA playoff has a wacky, crazy feel to it. Now, here's the key, though. Things could get wacky in the first round. Things could get wacky in the second round. But it's not considered wacky to you and to Ernie and a lot of other people out there if we still get what a lot of people feel is inevitable.
Look, wacky could be a 7-game series that you don't see coming. But if the team that you expect to win still wins, then that everything is still to hoil, you know?
Absolutely. I am talking myself into the fact that we are not going to get that. That is
you really think there's going to be big? Okay, so let's go through the series.
All right.
Let's do it. We'll start with the East, all right?
All right.
So we'll start with the Toronto-Washington series. You give Washington a real shot there?
Look, if they didn't hate each other.
Toronto's got all the pressure in the world now.
No doubt. And I'll give you a great stat about the Raptors that's mind-numbing.
Right.
Do you know they have now lost, dating back to the Ujiri Blank Brooklyn series.
Right.
The Paul Pierce.
Right. Game 7, you were there. Got a ticket and everything.
Actually, dating back to game 1. The Nets won game 1 of that series.
Okay.
Do you realize the Raptors are now 0-10 in game 1s?
Is that right?
0-10.
That doesn't bode well. If you don't win the first game of a series, especially at home, you're putting yourself behind the 8-ball right away.
0-10 in game 1s. And 0-6 in game 1s in their own building.
Wow.
That has to change.
You have to win it. They have to win game 1 at home.
I think they'll beat the Wizards. The Wizards are a mess in that they don't like each other.
Right.
Gortat doesn't like Wall.
Right.
Wall doesn't
right.
like Beal. Beal doesn't like Wall. They're a talented team, but at times they look like a better team when John Wall wasn't out there.
Right.
So I think they're going to – I would say the Raptors in 5.
Okay.
What do you got?
I think the Raptors will win. I think the Raptors will have a tougher series than you think.
Okay.
I think it'll go. I'll say Raptors in six. How's that?
Fair enough.
Better win game one at home.
Milwaukee and Boston.
Yep. Go ahead.
My gut tells me, even though the Bucks clearly
isn't the best player on the court going to play for the Bucks.
Just about to say it. No doubt. The best player by far. No offense to Jaylen Brown. No offense to Al Horford.
No, I understand
that. The best player by far is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
But here's the difference. And I'm going to say this again in a couple of other matchups we're going to get to. Coaching. That's why I think the Celtics are going to win this series. Despite the fact that Kyrie isn't there, despite the fact that Gordon Hayward isn't there, despite the fact that Marcus Smart's been banged up, this is still they're a very young team, but they are so well coached, Joe. So well coached that I'm not convinced the Bucks are ready to beat a team as well coached as the Celtics.
No, I expect the Celtics to win.
Oh, you with me on this?
Yeah, I know. I expect the Celtics to win.
All right.
I do.
Celtics in seven. It's going to be a long series, though.
That could be, yeah. No, I can see it being a long series, but I think the Celtics will find a way to win. I really do. All right, how about Philly? Philly, now you think Miami's got a real shot in this series.
I think Miami's going to win this series. That's my wackiness of round one. I think they're going to win this series.
You really think to outright beat Philly?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great 16 series.
16 straight wins, forget about it.
Well, I just gave you the Rochester Royals stat.
No, I understand that. Is Embiid healthy or what?
Joel Embiid has now been ruled out for game one.
Game one.
He is now practicing with this mask that he's been using.
That's a big game, man. I'll tell you right now, I keep going back to this. You got the home court advantage. You better win game one at home.
You better win game one at home, Joe, for this reason, too. I understand they have a handful of guys with experience, specifically J.J. Redick. This is a completely inexperienced basketball team.
Right.
And while you have to love what they've done, not just the stars, but Covington and Saric, and obviously Ben Simmons is incredible, but they are so inexperienced. And if they lose game one, Joe, after the winning streak they've been on.
No, I agree with you.
And who knows about it?
I completely agree. A huge game for Philly to win game one at home. I completely agree.
And there's two other reasons why Miami's going to win this series.
Go ahead. Spoelstra.
Eric Spoelstra. Now, no knock on Brett Brown. He's done a fine job.
Right.
Right now, for my money, outside of Pop, how many coaches in this league, Joe, are better than Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah, well,
how many?
He's pretty good.
That is such a well-coached team. They're a versatile team. I think they can defend, even if Embiid comes back. You can throw a guy like Hassan Whiteside at him. I think that'd be a great big matchup if those two are going at it. I think they can do a good job on Ben Simmons. They're going to dare Ben Simmons to hit an outside shot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think that's my upset. Miami's beating Philly.
And you like Cleveland over Indiana. How many games?
I think Indiana will win two games in this series. Because I think the firepower that they have to go along with the fact that Cleveland can't defend anybody. And look, LeBron is great. That's the X factor in all this, obviously. He's the best player in the world. But Victor Oladipo is going to have some huge games in this series, and they're going to put up 130 points a couple of times. Cleveland will win it in six, though.
Cleveland's the one team that could lose game one at home and still win a series. I would still feel good about that.
They're Cleveland.
Yeah, and they're LeBron. That's what they are.
And they are, Joe, more than ever, they are the LeBrons.
Yeah. Oh, God.
More than ever.
I mean, most of these guys haven't even played in the playoffs on a team now.
Well, most of these guys weren't on the team four months ago.
Exactly.
And that's why I feel like it would be such a disappointment if somebody in this conference doesn't pick them off.
Right.
So I'm with you. So my big upset is I think Miami's going to beat Philly.
Okay. Now you like Houston to win their series against the Timberwolves, but you think the T-Wolves will give them a series?
I think they'll win a game or two. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to go all the way with it and think the T-Wolves are going to win this series. I think it helps the fact they have the extra days.
Right.
Obviously, Jimmy Butler back is a help. Taj Gibson is such a winner. I love Karl Anthony Towns, even though they ignore him sometimes late in games. Losing Mamba Mutha is a big, big blow for the Rockets defensively. But this isn't the moment where James Harden and Chris Paul are tested. Not yet. We know when that's going to be.
Right.
So I'd say Rockets in five, maybe six. Maybe the T-Wolves will win two games.
Mm. All right. Now, even without Curry, you got to figure Golden State. No Kawhi Leonard. Forget San Antonio, right?
Kind of have to, man. Yeah. And the fact we went over this the other day.
What is the deal with this? This guy just doesn't want to play basketball? What's the deal?
I don't know what's happening.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. And I
is
would
he
wonder,
healthy? Is he not healthy? Well, is he mentally healthy? I mean, what's the deal?
I think that the story has not come out yet. I think eventually the story will come out. But right now, there's a lot of mystery. His teammates are ticked off at
him. Right.
It reminds me a little bit about Derrick Rose a few years ago with the Bulls. And I remember saying this before Game 7 Nets Bulls. I said, Derrick, just show up on the court. Even if you play 5 minutes, what a lift that would be for your basketball team.
Right.
I think Kawhi could supply something like that. He's not there. They're just so undermanned.
Yeah.
They're just not good enough.
No, I'm with you. I can't see.
Even without Steph, they'll win the series.
Right.
Probably quickly.
Right. Right.
I think the Pelicans are going to upset the Trailblazers.
You really do. So you think both 6-3 series are going to be upsets?
Yeah, and in the Portland-New Orleans case, how big of an upset is it really? I mean, think about
it. Who's a better player, Lillard or Davis?
They're so different.
I know they're different, but I understand that, but it's the NBA now. It's not.
I know.
It's a different game now than it used to be. We say, oh, this guy's a center, this guy's a guard.
Okay.
It's a different game.
For the sake of this series, I would lean towards Lillard only because I've seen him have blood in the veins postseason moments.
Okay.
We haven't seen that from Anthony Davis yet.
No, we have not.
We have not seen that.
We have not. He did win a national championship. I don't know if that's worth anything, but.
I mean, is it worth it when you talk about Melo?
No. No, that's a great point. Thank you, bro.
Thank you very much.
So much for that comment.
Look, see, that was quick. There you go.
Right.
I love Drew Holiday and the way he can defend. I think that's going to be a big help. And I think this will be the breakout series for Anthony Davis. They're both tremendous players. I mean, I wish Cousins was healthy. I think that's a 7-game series. Right. Pelicans in 7.
All right. And the Thunder have the home court over Utah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What about that?
That's a good series, man. Yeah, the Jazz are forgotten about.
No, I understand. I agree. That is a pretty competitive series in my mind.
And it's a big moment for
Thunder
Donovan.
Thunder in 7?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good way to look at it. I think it's a competitive series. That's a big home court advantage they have in OKC.
Yeah,
they have a lot of veteran experience of guys who have been in the postseason before. Obviously, we know what Russ has done. Even Paul George as the guy on a team.
Right, right.
And we know about Carmelo Anthony. The forgotten guy there is Steven Adams. Guy's a tremendous
player. He's a good player, yeah.
And, you know, you look at that series – and I think for the hope of an upset, for the hope of the Rockets, Warriors, for something crazy to happen, you'd have to root for the Thunder in that series because I think they have the most potential at really wrecking the Western Conference.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The problem is the road for the Warriors is not as complicated as I was hoping it would be. It's just not that complicated. When you look at who they're matched up with, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, they're probably going to play the Portland Trailblazers or the New Orleans. Well, they're going to play the Blazers or the Pelicans.
Right, right.
I mean, does either team really give you the hope they can knock off the Warriors even without Steph?
No, definitely not.
So I really hope that we don't get Cleveland and Golden State. And I don't normally say that because normally, hey, if you're the two best teams, I'd like to see the two best teams play. But I don't think Cleveland was the best team this year, and I don't think the Warriors were the best team this year.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want about the NBA regular season, who cares? I don't think that was the case with Cleveland. They weren't that good. They couldn't defend.
Well,
and look at their roster. They had to completely upheave the roster. The Toronto Raptors were a better team in the regular season than the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, their bench can't beat Cleveland. As good as that bench is, it comes down to this. It's the same thing for the Rockets, and I'm sick and tired of it. It comes down to this, and I'm rooting for them. DeMar DeRozan's got to wear his big boy pants, as Dave Gettleman says, and those two guys, DeRozan and Lowry, have to prove their stars. Enough. Enough shooting 38% from the field of
doubt.
Playoffs.
It comes down to that.
Enough.
I'm with you, man. It comes
you
down
have
to that.
Home court advantage.
Yep.
How about you win a game one?
Yep.
And you know what? I think they're going to do it. I think this is the year for the Raptors.
Well, we'll
Let's
see.
Go nuts. Why not?
You got them going to the finals.
Let's do it.
I'll be shocked.
Shocked?
Yeah, I would. I just don't see it.
What team, in your opinion, has the best chance to represent the East in the finals, not named Cleveland?
Yeah.
Is it Toronto?
It's probably Toronto, but I just don't see it happening. Because I just can't buy anybody else in the division. Not with the Celtics as banged up as they are.
Here's one caveat to this whole Cleveland thing. LeBron James, even in the Indiana series, is going to have to exert every ounce of energy, not just offensively, but defensively. And I think these are hard series. I mean, they could be hard series. They don't play enough defense. I don't believe these guys are going to just turn a switch on and defend.
One thing about Cleveland, one thing about LeBron, LeBron will try to get out of these series as quickly as he can do it.
He better.
He's going to. I mean, that's the MO for him. No, Toronto has the best shot, but I still don't buy Toronto.
Here is my nightmare scenario, okay? I do really think Miami beats Philadelphia, but we'll see. That could set up Miami-Boston or Miami-Milwaukee. We could be staring at a complete mismatch in the Eastern Conference Finals if Cleveland is there. Because, look, their toughest competition would come in the second round.
Right.
It's coming from the Raptors.
Right.
Imagine if they're staring at the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Hey.
And you could say it's sexy and all because of D. Wade, Miami, they're going to kill him.
No, they kill him. There's no sex appeal there. Why? Because he played there?
Because he played there, yeah. And D. Wade, they're buddies.
All right, great.
It's Toronto. This is all about
Toronto's the only team with a shot to unseed the Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
That's it. But I don't see it happening, but they're the only one with a shot.
And who is the? And obviously the Rockets have the best shot.
The Rockets have the best shot. Yeah, I would agree with that. And I tell you, I give the Thunder an outside chance.
I do too.
Outside chance.
The Thunder, remember, are going to have to get through the Rockets first.
In the second round.
And if they do that, we're going to look at them very, very differently going into that Western Conference Finals.
I agree.
And just got to keep an eye on the health of Steph Curry. He's got to be, you know, in this round, they can get away with it.
Right.
But for them to get where they need to go to win another NBA title, they're going to probably need Steph Curry to not only be healthy, but be effective when healthy.
I would agree.
And it all begins tomorrow.
Brother Supply is New York's number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Contractors and property managers partner up with Brother Supply for all your air conditioning needs. Call today for a quote. Visit online at brothersupply.com. Remember, Brother Supply has it in stock.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
At Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, we beat the other stores, the warehouse clubs, and every online site. For the absolute guaranteed lowest price, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Town Fair Tire. I admit it, TV's kind of my thing. I'll pretty much watch any crime show with an acronym in the title. I live for quirky 90s sitcoms, crazy nature documentaries, and even the occasional indie dramedy. All I need is my comfy pants, a classic movie, an all-new medical drama, or perhaps a little Tuesday night tearjerker. So give me a tense courtroom drama, mafia masterpiece, or even a quirkily detective mismatch with a totally by-the-books partner, and I am in. And because I have wireless from AT&T, I get my favorite 60 channels of live TV for a year on them. So saying bye-bye, cable bill, is kind of my thing, too.
Get more from your wireless plan. Buy AT&T Wireless and get live TV on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time New York Metro offer. Requires a new line on an eligible plan, which starts at $75 per month in DirecTV Now $35 package. After 1 year, DirecTV Now renews at full price unless canceled. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See att.com/live TV on us for details.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Get the GMC or Buick you've always wanted during the Play Ball sales event going on now at Buick GMC of Mahwah. Check them out at BuickGMCofMahwah.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STREAK to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STREAK to 42...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.